This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly broadcast of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Matthew Reynolds. In the United States, approximately 1 million people are living with HIV. Of those, nearly a quarter, that's about 250,000 people, don't know they are infected. When people get tested for HIV and find out they are infected, they can benefit from earlier access to life-saving treatment and can take steps to reduce the risk of infecting their partners. Dr. Jeff Shulden, a research physician with CDC's HIV/AIDS Prevention Program, is one of the authors of a recently published study that looked at the results of routinely offering HIV testing to persons seeking care in hospital emergency departments. He's here to tell us more about the study's findings. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shulden.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Shulden, tell us more about the study and what you learned.
In these demonstration projects, we worked with three hospitals in New York City, Los Angeles, and Oakland, California, to offer HIV testing routinely to people seeking care in their emergency departments. We showed that routinely providing HIV testing in emergency departments is feasible and effective in helping people learn their HIV status, especially those with limited access to health services. In these three emergency departments, the majority of the more than 34,000 people offered HIV testing agreed to be tested. Over 9,000 individuals received rapid HIV tests, and of those, approximately 1% were newly identified as HIV positive. All those newly diagnosed with HIV were referred to care, and at least 88% were actually linked to medical follow-up care.
Why did you choose emergency departments for these projects?
Emergency departments are a vital link to populations at high risk for HIV. They are often the first and only line of healthcare for many people with undiagnosed HIV infection.
What are the recommendations for offering an HIV test, and how is this different from past recommendations?
Last year, in 2006, CDC announced new HIV testing recommendations for healthcare settings. The goal of these recommendations is to make HIV testing a standard, routine part of medical care for all persons between the ages of 13 and 64, and for all pregnant women, regardless of perceived risk of HIV. The previous HIV testing recommendations for healthcare settings focused on those at perceived high risk for HIV and those receiving care in high HIV prevalence areas. In practice, with the old recommendations, patients were often visiting healthcare facilities without being offered an HIV test. The new recommendations are much more straightforward, stating that everyone between the ages of 13 and 64 should be tested regardless of perceived risk.
I recall reading in the past that a person who got HIV testing would have to go to the clinic, get tested, and then return to find out the results. Has that changed?
It has. With conventional HIV testing, it could sometimes take anywhere from several days to up to 2 weeks for a person to receive their HIV test results. Generally, a person would have to return to the facility where they had received the test to get the results. In addition, with conventional HIV testing, generally they were performed using a blood sample, which was taken with a needle. Now, with rapid HIV testing, which were used in these projects, people can receive their HIV test results in as little as 10 to 20 minutes, which means that in one visit where a person receives the test, they actually also get the test result. With a person not having to return to get the test results, it means that we as healthcare providers can better ensure that people actually get their HIV test result. The other advantage to rapid HIV testing is that they can be performed using finger prick blood or an oral swab of the mouth. So they're much easier to perform and they're much more acceptable to people who might not like needles.
Given the relative ease of testing, then, that you just described, why wouldn't some people get tested for HIV?
Some of the reasons which people report for not getting HIV tested include not having access to HIV testing services or not knowing where to get a test, not having time for an HIV test, or thinking that they don't need to get an HIV test. The new recommendations will make HIV testing much more widely available across healthcare settings and make it much more straightforward for people to receive an HIV test. We also hope that by healthcare providers recommending that all people between the ages of 13 and 64 receive an HIV test, it will further reduce the stigma and fear around HIV, another commonly reported barrier to testing.
Let's say that people take this HIV test and find out that they are infected. What actions would you hope they would take?
By diagnosing people earlier, we can link those who have HIV to care and treatment earlier in the course of their infection. We now have excellent treatments for people with HIV, allowing them to live long and healthy lives. The earlier people are diagnosed with HIV and enroll in care and treatment, the better their chances of staying healthy longer. In addition, we know that individuals who are aware that they are HIV infected are more likely to take steps to protect their partners from getting HIV. As you mentioned earlier, it's estimated that up to one quarter of the more than 1 million people currently living with HIV in the U.S. are not aware of their HIV infection.
Besides emergency departments, are there other places where people can get an HIV test?
In terms of other clinical settings, we recommend that all healthcare facilities offer HIV testing services to patients. This would not only include emergency departments, but also primary care clinics, community clinics, inpatient facilities of hospitals, and urgent care clinics. In addition to healthcare facilities, many communities also have specific HIV voluntary testing and counseling centers where HIV testing is available. These are often run by local HIV service organizations or community-based organizations.
If HIV testing is done more often, do you think that that will have an effect on people's attitudes towards being tested?
Yes. By recommending HIV testing as a routine part of healthcare for everyone between the ages of 13 and 64, we can help further reduce the stigma of this disease. When healthcare providers offer this test to everyone, it acknowledges that this is a disease which affects all communities and can affect all people. In addition, CDC has more information about HIV, AIDS, and HIV testing on the CDC website at www.cdc.gov/HIV. And you can also learn more by calling the CDC information hotline, toll-free, at 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, Dr. Shulden.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to join us next week. Until then, be well. This is Matthew Reynolds for A Cup of Health with CDC.
To access the most accurate and relevant health information that affects you, your family, and your community, please visit www.cdc.gov.